Are we ready to start?
That's right. We're ready to start.
This is the Real BS Show, and I'll tell you what. The BS stands for terrible winter, cold weather. This is awful.
Yeah.
This is awful. And the worst is yet to come.
Yeah.
On Monday and Tuesday, it's going to be like 10 below, 11 below. Oh, terrible.
You're going to have to put your wool socks on.
It says a high of -3. Oh, jeez. Oh, thank you, Canada. Oh.
That's right. You'll blame Trudeau. Dang you.
Yeah, friggin' guys. I'll tell you what. They should put a border fence along the Canadian border and make it really high so the Arctic air blast can't come down here.
Make it go all the way to Pittsburgh or something.
Hoo-wee. This is it. This is terrible. I don't know. I don't remember winter bothering me as much as it did this year.
Yeah.
Hoo-wee.
I remember very cold winters where it'd be, there was a time where it was -20.
Oh, and sure.
But this is a little bit different.
-21 helping my mom deliver papers. Yeah. Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know. I think it's my old age. I don't know. But this is terrible. Terrible.
Back when we got that, I don't want to say 5 feet or 6 feet of snow, and it compacted down. But when that happened during hunting season, it was up to my chest walking through snow.
Oh, jeez.
And I was able to manage.
No, thank you.
but then at a certain point, I started feeling hip pains and knee pains. And I was like, oh, right, I'm not young anymore. And I'm starting to feel the age kick in.
Oh,
but no,
can't even imagine.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes, you know. I will say, though. Well, I was yesterday traveling. I went to Ohio, and the roads were clear. I was shocked. Just clear roads.
Yeah, in Ohio.
Yeah.
Not Pennsylvania.
Not in Pennsylvania. But, you know, you go from Pennsylvania roads to Ohio, and they have the same conditions, same kind of lake effect, the same kind of freeze-thaw cycle, yet their roads are just so beautiful. I don't know why that is. But
It's that cheap gas they got over there.
Yeah, cheap gas, you know. And we have the second highest gas tax in the nation, and yet we can't fix our roads.
Well, just coming down here, it took me over an hour to get here.
Yeah.
And it was snowing like crazy. And
right.
Blowing, it's slippery. Ooh.
Right.
I'm thinking, this is stupid. Why did I even do this?
That's what we did last week, is, you know, I think we canceled because it was just so nasty.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now the cold weather is what's going to kill me. That's it. I've stocked up on food, and that's it. I'm not going anywhere.
Do you kind of want to just, like, take a week's vacation and go to the south or something just to get away from it, you know?
Yeah, it'll take 2 months.
2 months? You're like, I'm out of here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that going to St. Augustine is a beautiful place. I wouldn't want to live there.
They're gonna get some snow down there.
I'm sure. Yeah,
it's really a big Arctic air blast, and it's gonna go way down south.
Their juices are gonna get squeezed if they're lemons, you know,
or their oranges. Oranges are gonna get frozen.
Yeah, frozen orange time, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, we were due for this. I'm gonna tell you that. That's how it is. We were due.
Yeah. Where's climate change? Yeah. It's supposed to be warming.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be getting warm, not cold.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Friggin' Democrats got it wrong again.
I know.
You can't get anything right.
You look at California and
it's like fire and ice. They're burning up and we're freezing to death.
Two ends of the extreme, you know. We get the ice and they get the fire.
And they should import some of that warm fire air over our way.
Yeah, they can keep the wood, though. They don't really have that much hardwood over there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It's yeah, you should see my phone. It's blowing up. Everybody, help, I need firewood, help. I don't know who it is or where they are or nothing, and I'm freezing to death. And people just showing up at my house with pickup trucks. I said, I'll dump some in.
Yeah.
This is getting nutty.
Isn't that saving you time if they just come and get it, you know? I mean,
a boatload of time and work, too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I don't know. Plus, I don't like pulling that heavy trailer around in the ice and snow. Forget it. I'm not going to crash my car just to...
No, that's risky.
Yeah.
Especially with all the way that people are driving and everything, it's not safe. It's a lot easier if they just came, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy.
Talking about, you know, blowing winds and, you know, fires and ice, we got Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, you're in charge of music here. Hey, somebody complained about a song that we did week or two back. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was. Yeah, we weren't even here last week, were
we? No, it was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
The first song we put on there, yeah.
Hallelujah song.
I
remember that. Yeah. I don't remember the words or anything. But
that was a...
It offended some folks.
That was a parody song, you know? You know, sometimes you have to kind of loosen up, you know, take your tie off a little bit and... kick back and enjoy some.
I don't remember anything too much. Just something about ladies with big butts.
Yeah, that was Sir Mix-a-Lot lyrics to the guitar work of Hallelujah by Cohen. But if you listen to the lyrics of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, it's not a nice song. It's not a religious song at all. It's a perverted song. But we played the funny version of, you know, mixing. I just thought it was hilarious, you know?
I don't know. I remember the recording was very clear.
Yeah, it was a nice recording.
You said it was all AI done.
Well, not necessarily. It was a good, like, they recorded the instruments, and they used a voice to amplify different things and kind of, you know, not auto-tune, but some people call it AI, but it's not really. But I think the guy, it's from There I Ruined It on YouTube, and he does hilarious videos and songs. And I just thought it was perfect. It was kind of a funny thing. It just got released, and I was like, this has got to go on, you know?
No, it blew right over me, but yeah. I heard about it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, you know.
Very classy.
you win some, you lose some, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I blamed it all on you anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all your
fault. It was my choice to put that on there. But you were laughing when I put it on. So, yeah.
I hardly remember it.
Yeah. I completely forgot about it until we looked it up. And I was like, oh, right. There, yeah, that one.
Oh, well. Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, this is kind of like, you know, we sometimes, you know, we usually keep it pretty clean, I think, right, Bill?
Yeah,
you know,
but yeah, sometimes we try hard.
Sometimes, you know.
Seth, he slips them in there.
Yeah, I just to kind of ruffle the feathers a little bit. That's all right, though.
Well, you did.
I'm not trying to be a blowfish or anything, you know.
Well, yeah, just play some of the songs you got today. I have no idea.
Yeah. These are a little bit more.
Some of them might sounded familiar a little bit.
Yeah. But, I think this band's tight. They're a really good band.
What's that guy's name? Darius Rucker?
Yeah.
He's the one who did that Wagon Wheel song.
Yeah, that was recent. These are songs from older, back in the 90s and 2000s. But in my opinion, this band's a really tight, really good tight band. Good harmonies. And sadly not as famous as they should be. I don't know why. Talented band. That's how I view it. And I enjoy their music.
Famous is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, yeah, sure. You know. I just thought, you know, that they're not the typical, you know, three-chord band.
You got George Washington was famous.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Biden was famous.
Yeah, it was.
Both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
From the worst to the best and the best to the worst.
You know the story about George Washington cutting down the apple tree? And
I think that's fake.
That's a myth. That's not. There's no way that's a real story. It's some kind of weird thing. Why? How would that even?
I thought it was a cherry tree.
Yeah, cherry tree. Yeah. I just said apple tree. I don't mean
did
that.
Did he throw a dollar across the Potomac or the Chesapeake or whatever?
Yeah.
I heard that story too.
Somebody, I never heard that one.
He threw a silver dollar across the creek.
It's just, you know, it's kind of like the Paul Bunyan stories or, Johnny Appleseed. I mean, there's a basis to the story. Like, there was people spreading the apple tree, and there was a guy that did spread the apple seeds more than others. And it's the same with Paul Bunyan's kind of telling the story about logging. You know, people went through the country and were logging trees.
Blue ox.
Yeah, but they got blown out of proportion. It's like campfire stories or something you'd tell, you know? I don't know.
Well, did George Washington have any kids?
No.
No?
No, that's the weird part that is interesting because he had stepkids, you know?
Oh, he rented some or something?
No, he rented some.
Well, you know what I mean. You know,
he kind of adopted
borrowed somebody else's.
Yeah, his wife he married had kids, and so he ended up taking them under his wing. But, you know, I don't think he had no kids. That's an interesting part. And he was like, you think about it, there was people that were cheerleading him on to be a king.
Well, how could he be the father of our country if he didn't have any kids?
Yeah, well, kind of like, you know.
Something wrong there.
Yeah, I know.
I get my history screwed up.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play some Darius, what is his name?
Hootius and the Blowfish.
Hootie
and the Blowfish, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist. With a little peace and some harmony, we'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. 'Cause I got a hand for you.
heartbreak on the 6 o'clock news. They ought to call it the 6 o'clock blues. Seems like this whole world's going wrong. It ain't no kind of love song. We gotta hold on, we gotta hold on. There ain't nothing that a little love can't get us through. We gotta hold on when it feels like hope is gone. There is a remedy for you and me. We gotta hold on to each other, yeah. People say, let it go. That's just the way it is, don't you know? But I don't see how it can do any harm to keep reaching out with open arms, yeah.
That music warm me up?
Yeah, that's why I thought it would be a perfect one to kind of warm everybody up a little bit, you know.
Oh, man, we need it. Whew. I'm telling everybody, hunker down because the next week or so is going to be awful. So you might not be able to go to the store.
I will repeat what Dan Brummagen said from the Municipal Authority in Union City. He did say, you know, when it gets cold like this, you got to let your water drip a little bit in your faucets. You know, that's just a PSA for everybody.
A lot of folks do that anyways.
Yeah.
Not even knowing it.
Right. Just let it drip a little bit because...
State of the Union.
moving water is less likely to freeze. That's a...
Wow, that's a very good physics lesson there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, this is downright dangerous. This is...
Yeah.
We've had it too easy for too long now, and all of a sudden we're getting blasted.
Yeah.
And boy, the next week or so, I'm just gonna sit in front of the fireplace and throw wood in there. Whew, it's too cold to go out and load wood in the trailer.
Right. You know? Oh yeah.
Oh, it's just freezing cold. I can't get my fingers to stay warm.
Right.
I've tried everything, and just they still get frozen.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess I'm getting old and getting to be a wuss.
No, I mean you the cold also is like, you know, you factor in the sweating while you're out there and also the cold. I can see you.
Well, that cold air just takes it out of me. But by the end of the day, I'm just beat. I mean, just,
right.
Whew. And it's I don't remember it being this awful. I don't know why, but
yeah.
I'm sure it has been.
Oh yeah.
I know it has been.
Oh, definitely.
But boy, I don't want no part of it anymore. Come back 40 degrees. Oh, it'd be like springtime.
Right.
Ooh. Well, you know, I live like a pilgrim.
Right.
You know that. So,
yeah.
And I got an outhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, so every morning I got to go to the outhouse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And trust me, when it's 3 degrees out there, that outhouse ain't no fun at all.
Do you have those little heater things that you light and they keep the outhouse warm or not?
Yeah, I got a Mr. Heater I turn on. It takes 5-10 minutes to warm it up to 60 degrees or
yeah.
whatever, so that ain't bad, but you got to leave a little early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't
yeah.
want to be there. Yeah, you don't want to have to race out there in an emergency.
Right, oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's still, it's like, oh, no. I don't want to eat food anymore, so that way I don't have to go to the bathroom. I don't know if that'll work or not.
I don't know.
You know, I maybe go once a week or something.
Yeah, maybe that's our next step in evolution.
Yeah, right. They got a pill for that?
I'm sure they're making something with it, you know.
Oh, boy. But that's the hard part, you know, and then the water freezing on you. But I got that all figured out and worked out.
Yeah, that's not fun.
I made some candle heaters I put in the watershed, so that keeps it 40 degrees in there
right.
all the time. Even when it's super-duper cold, it's still 40 degrees out there.
Right.
So those candles, and they burned for like 20 days.
Do they have like a cover or something that keeps them?
I just make them out of quart, wide-mouth quart jars, and I fill them full of a vegetable shortening, you know, like Crisco or something.
Yeah.
I get the Walmart chibi stuff. And then you just put wicks in them, two wicks in each jar, and put a lid on it so the mice don't eat all the shortening. And I put 8 of them at a time. I light them, put them out there, and they burn for 10 to 20 days.
Huh.
And it keeps it up, keeps the temperature up in there. I'm shocked. I can't believe it, you know, but there it is. You know, so I use 8 at a time, 8, and then a couple of weeks later I'll change them out, put 8 new ones in there. And unless the temperature goes up to 30, 40 degrees, then I don't worry about it. But
right.
when it's down this cold, you got to do something. You freeze your water pump, you're in trouble.
Right.
So I guess I got jugs of water in the house just for washing your hands or doing, you know, basic, very basic stuff, but
right.
I've had the water freeze in years gone by, so I went one winter, almost a whole winter without no water. I
just
bottles of water, you know, for emergency stuff.
That's not fun though, you know.
No,
it's not at all.
That's living like a pilgrim. That's right. You know, nobody does that, I don't think.
I was told before that it's maybe even wise to hook a hand pump well. So you can just in case your well, if you had a well that you can pump your well if your electricity went out.
Yeah.
And I thought that's a good idea. I mean, you think about it, you know, electricity could go out in the wintertime if you have a well and you're screwed. But if you have a hand pump well, you're less likely to have a problem.
Well, I'm lucky I make my own electricity, so I don't have to worry about that. But
right.
And it's been working good. I mean, when it gets cold out, those electronics work even better. I mean,
The
solar panels are even stronger.
Right.
And I don't understand that quite, but the batteries, it doesn't seem to bother. I got them really packed in there and, you know, pretty well secured under. And they're good. They're about 10 years old almost, and they're just working just as good as they did when they were new.
Right.
So those glass mat batteries are, I got 3 big ones. And,
right.
And they're just doing fine. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky in that respect.
But right.
Yeah, it's just ugly. And you sit on the couch and you see that snow coming down and you look at the thermometer, because I got one that tells you what it is outside.
Right.
I said, I wake up in the morning, it says 3 degrees. I said, oh, no.
It kind of makes you wonder what the deer are doing.
Yeah, I know. They're out there. They're just running around like crazy. And I'm thinking, boy, you guys are tough. Same way with the birds. I fill up the bird feeder every day. And them birds are just, they go nutty over them seeds, sunflower seeds. And I'm thinking, holy smokes, you guys are tough. Ooh.
Yeah.
Where do they go at night?
I don't know.
They just disappear and they're gone, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know where they hide.
They have to be roosting somewhere.
Yeah. Probably in a tree someplace, but boy.
Probably some pine trees.
The wind blowing and the cold like that, ooh. It's got to be, same way with the deer. They must have someplace to hide under a fern tree or something.
Right.
I don't know. So, whew, boy. Oh, well, there's a lot of other animals out there, too. I see rabbits running around out there. And I don't know, raccoons and stuff like that, they hibernate?
They tend not, I don't think raccoons do, but woodchucks do, you know.
Wow. The frogs, I know they're all frozen in the bottom of the pond. They don't care.
Right.
They got antifreeze or something. They make antifreeze, and their body's full of antifreeze. So
right.
They just freeze, and they wait for... That's the best sound ever is when you hear the frogs in the springtime.
Then that's when you know springtime's here.
You know it's here. Those guys ain't never wrong.
Right.
But anyways, let's play some more warm-up music, and we'll call it quits early today.
Yeah, yeah. We'd go check our fires.
Yeah, I gotta go throw some more wood in the fire and keep the house from freezing.
Yeah.
That's the one bad thing about firewood. I mean, you know, unless you got something else, which everybody does.
Right.
I don't. So I drink a Coke before I go to bed, so I have to wake up in the middle of the night and take a leak.
Right.
That way I can stuff the fire, the wood stove full of wood again and go back to bed.
Right.
And it works for me, but some folks I don't think would be able to go back to sleep.
Right.
I've heard that, but
yeah,
it is what it is. I don't know. One day I'll be disappeared, and everybody wonder where the heck is he. They go up and see I'm frozen in my bed. He died in his sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
He's preserved.
Right.
Jeez. Oh well. Hey, I grew up poor, and I'm gonna die poor. So
well, that's what they all say. You come in the world naked, and you come out the world naked. You know.
Wow. Well, it's going to happen. I'm a good example.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that my court case has been going on for 12 years.
Yeah.
And that judge in Erie County, two judges in Erie County, found in favor of the other guy.
Yeah.
Well, they appealed it, and the court, the Superior Court or something.
Yeah.
I think in Pittsburgh or someplace. They threw it out right away. They
right.
said, this whole thing is totally illegal.
Right.
Totally bogus. And he sent it back to the judge in Erie. He said, dismiss the whole thing, every bit of it. Just dismiss.
Right. That's good news.
Yeah, it is. And then I guess they said it's been going on for so long. They've been dragging their feet for so long. There ain't nothing they can do.
Right.
There's a Supreme Court that's one step higher.
Right.
They won't even hear it.
Yeah, that means it's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. So that dirtbag got what he deserves.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Big zero.
Right.
So anyway, that's good news, too. That'll warm you up.
Right.
It warmed me up.
Always good
bit.
News. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear, what's his name? Derek?
The Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish. Okay.
Wanna tell you about this girl I love. Oh my, she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she'll be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so, and thrill her with my every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks are standing in line. They say they come and pray to the Lord, but when my little girl just looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is singing low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a woman, wanna ball. Won't be true, no, no. I got a woman stay drunk all the time.
learn to play guitar, still drinking and remember the time. My little lover does a midnight shift, fool around all the time. I guess there's just one thing left for me to do when I pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a worried mind, sharing what I thought was mine. But I'll leave it when my guitar's playing. I got a woman to stay drunk all the time. Yeah, I got a woman and she won't be true, no, no. I got a woman with a ball all day. Whoa, I got a little woman and she won't be true.
Hey, hey, what can I do?
I got a woman to stay drunk all the time.
Hey, hey, what can I say?
trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind. She says, there's the one I love the most, but time's not far behind. She never lets me in, only tells me where she's been, when she's had too much to drink. Then I pray to God, you gotta help me fly away and just let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing. If it eases all her pain, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up tomorrow,
alone as I sit and watch the trees. Won't you tell me if I scream, will they bend down and listen to me? And it makes me wonder if I know the words when you come. Or will you laugh at me, or will I run? Says to me, where you're going now, son? I said, I don't know where I'm going, boy. I only know where I'm from. And it makes me wonder if the stars shine when my eyes close, or does my brother's heart cry? Well, I don't know. I'm a stranger in my is gone. Someone please talk to me, 'cause I feel you cry. And you're sitting with him, and I know I'll never see you under the Carolina sky. You see, I'm tired of feeling this pain. I'm tired of living my own little lie. And it makes me wonder when I see you in my dreams. Does it mean anything, or you're trying to talk to me? I'm a stranger in my I'm feeling strong, and I wonder how you feel. Does he realize my pain is for real? I see you in my pain, and I wonder if you're looking out at me and smiling right now. Oh, and I wanna know if it's true. When he looks at me, won't you tell me, does he realize? Down here, he took you too soon. Oh, oh, oh. And now my days are short and my nights are long. I lay down with memories of you that keep me going on. Yeah.
Made a million. sometimes I wonder if it will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why I'm such a baby. Yeah, the dolphins make me cry.
time. Why you punish me?
Oh, the Real BS Show, freezing our buns off. This wonderful. What happened to climate change? I thought we were supposed to be getting warmer, not colder.
Oh, yeah, it changes from fall to spring to, you know, winter.
Somebody got this one wrong because it ain't warmer, it's colder. Yeah. It's cold as it's been in the last 20 years.
Right.
Whew. And it's not done yet.
No,
the
it's
worst
not.
Is yet to come. Hey, folks, pack it, you know. Stock up a little bit for at least a week's worth of food and stuff so you don't have to go anywhere.
Right.
Because that's where the real trouble is. You go out there and slide around and get stuck. And, your tire goes flat. My tractor tire went flat yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
I was loading up a guy's truck and looked down there. The tires almost came off the rim. Oh, jeez. Never a dull moment.
Oh, that
sucks. In that freezing cold. Oh.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I picked the wrong hobby, you know.
Yeah.
I got to start working on checkers or something. Yeah, you know, more.
You're saying that you picked the wrong hobby being a lumberjack? Is that what you're saying?
No, being 74 years old, that's the wrong hobby.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I'm just swamped with calls. People just, they're texting me saying, help, I need firewood. Huh? I have no clue who they are, where they are, nothing.
Yeah, leave your name.
Just give me some firewood. What? Yeah. Oh, geez. Call me in April.
right.
When it's decent out.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Never ends.
Right.
But at least I'm in demand anyways.
That's true. You know? That's true. People want you, Bill.
Yeah, I'm a wanted person.
You're a wanted man. Here's his poster.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, we got one more. What's that last song? Something about?
Goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah.
That's the name of the song?
Adios.
Wow. That's
Auf Wiedersehen.
Decent for the, that's perfect for the end of the show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, everybody stay warm and stay huddled up and cozy and... Hopefully the electric don't go off. That's the next thing that's going to happen. You know, that happens and people are really in trouble.
Yeah, then. Desperate then.
It's going to get ugly. So we'll see you all maybe next week.
Yeah.
if we're not snowed in or frozen or whatever.
We have to thaw out.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hopefully we didn't offend anybody this week.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
We could... Still offends somebody at some point, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying that can be offensive. Well, you know,
I guess we all got to have a little wiggle room in our ethics. So, anyways, see you next week. See you next week, Seth, and y'all be safe and stay warm.
Tomorrow used to be a day away. Now love is gone and you're into someone far away. I never thought the day would come when I would see his hand, not mine, holding on to yours. Because I could not find the time, and now I can't deny, nothing lasts forever. But I don't wanna leave and see the teardrops in your eyes. I don't wanna live to see the day. Can't leave.
wanna touch you, girl. I wanna feel you close to me. Without your love, I would give up now and walk away so easily. So maybe while we're young, we'll figure out together that even with the pain, that the remedy will be alright. I don't wanna live to see the day we say goodbye. Oh, when I first met you, I couldn't love anyone. You stole my dreams. Have you made me see that I can walk into the sun and I can still be me? And now I can't deny nothing lasts forever. But I don't wanna leave and see the teardrops.